Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back. Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. The Heat, they host the Kings coming on up. And J-Fig is giving away some of our tickets. For details on how you can win, just keep on listening to our show.
Wow, J-Fig got tickets.
She got tickets, man.
Nice, man.
So we'll give those away before the end of the program. The Heat back at it tonight. They're taking on the Clippers. They had their win streak snapped on Saturday against the Detroit Pistons. We'll get to that in 15 minutes of Heat. The Miami Hurricanes absolutely hammered Pitt.
It wasn't even close.
They finished their season 10-2, back-to-back 10-win seasons from our Cristobal. Hasn't been done in over 20 years for the program. Carson Beck was really good. Malachi Toney, I mean, Jesus. Is a better player than this guy in the country? I don't know. Maybe I'm missing something. Is there like, this guy is incredible. I cannot get enough of watching him play football.
Here's what I would say. You're going to be hard-pressed to find a player on another team that's more important than what he is to this team.
He's so good.
And that's how I put it. There's a lot of players who are really good on teams, right? But I've seen Ohio State win without their wide receivers. I've seen, if you take Malachi Toney off of the Canes, oof, right? Like, there's other guys coming along, but they ain't there yet, and he's a freshman.
This guy's amazing. I mean, at any time that he's, anytime he wants to go throw the football, I'm all for it. He should have two touchdowns.
Yeah.
He should have two touchdowns. Pass interference. I mean, like, this dude puts it on the money. Yeah. On the money, dude. They should put the Fletcher one away, though. That too much.
Too what?
Too much. First of all, two things that I don't like about it. Fletcher throwing, and I don't like Carson Beck running at all. I don't think it's happened. I think they got away with it once this year.
That's it.
Put it away. Like, he tried the spin move at one point. Look, Carson Beck, you're a pocket passer. There's nothing wrong with that. Be a pocket passer.
But you certainly ain't running and doing Barry Sanders spins.
But, man, this kid, I can't get enough. Look.
Who, Malachi?
Yeah, I can't get enough of him. One-handed catches, faster than everybody, throws missiles all over the field. Mm-hmm. You don't want this guy in the playoff committee? You don't want this guy in the playoff? This guy.
They want him. I don't know if they want the other 98 players.
What are we doing? What are we doing with this? Yeah. Come out here. Yeah, absolutely. And I don't even ask me about the tiebreaker with the ACC. I don't understand it. I don't want to understand it. Enjoy Duke in your stupid championship game.
Here's what the most unfortunate thing about the ACC that's happening right now. That is, the way you have it set up, and congrats to the people that qualified for it.
Yeah.
Under no circumstances, none, zero, are we going to have a 7-5 team representing our conference?
What is this?
Are you crazy?
Who knows?
Are you out of your mind? Somebody at the ACC should have looked up and said, look at what could happen.
We need a hearing.
We need to fix this.
Yeah, we need a hearing before the week that this was a possibility of happening.
But you can't do nothing about it. Now, they earned it.
Sure. But, like, what? Come on. Why is this conference so dumb? Like, I don't understand it. I've hated it since the Canes have moved here. It's got
the Canes have never won it.
So they have never won it, but this is so dumb. So what are you talking about?
So can I ask you a question? So the highest ranked, if y'all have the same record, isn't the highest ranked team supposed to go? Because that's how it works in the SEC.
Dude, they had like it has like some round. I can't even explain it. It's like round robin of win percentage against those teams, but they didn't even take on anybody good.
They didn't take on anybody.
They didn't take on anybody good.
That's why
in the ACC.
Here's what you want me to fix all conferences so this doesn't happen.
Let's do it.
Let me tell you what you do. So you have two divisions.
He did that before.
Hold on. You didn't let me get to my point yet, Vlad, before you jump. You have two divisions. Every year, you rotate them, meaning that 1-3-5-7-9-11 are on one side, 2-4-6-8 are on the other side. So that you can win your division, but you could also have an Ohio State or a Penn State on the comeback that's on your side. You're never going to not have a good team on one side of the bracket. You're not going to have it. It's impossible when you break them up like that and then play that way. You can't do it.
Mm-hmm. So you would split Ohio State and Indiana.
Right. If Indiana wins the Big Ten, they would be 1, and they would go with 3-5-7. You go on the other side. Right? Now, the way you do it is you play games, you still keep your rivalries in there. So if you play 7 division games, and then you have your 1 rivalry game.
So you
want
to do it the way the SEC has decided to do it now? Because that's what the SEC is doing.
They're not.
SEC's having every team play 9. They keep their rivalry games. Those are the games they play every year. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, right.
But they alternate.
It's just a.
Yeah, but the problem is that as
if I play you in 26, I'm gonna play you in 28,
right? But
if I play you in 27,
you have to do it
in
a way where it's always gonna be. For example, the NFL kind of does something like that. Okay, when the season ends, the second the NFL season ends, you know who you're gonna play next year based on the way you finished.
It's just such a.
So why can't the number one team gets the toughest? And then the lowest team in the league gets in your division gets the easiest conference.
Look, I don't,
and it's all set up every year.
Yeah, I don't know. All I know is they have this real big problem because every other conference that has a conference championship this weekend has a viable matchup that everybody would be excited for. You know, like every other one is like, oh, we got 1-2 top 10 matchup. Just almost a top 10 matchup.
Somebody said they got rid of divisions because they had a number of teams. Well, ACC, you do realize that every other conference adds 2 teams so that they don't have an odd number of teams. Realize that, right?
What did the mic do to you that you're choking?
Yeah, he's just upset with the con. But like,
it's just stupid. It's stupid.
It's not the mic's fault.
Listen. Your crown jewel is your championship game.
It's not a crown jewel.
But that's
not,
what
not
it
the
is.
ACC's.
And you have a 7-5 team there.
The ACC's crown jewel is the Pop-Tart Bowl. That's its crown jewel. That's the true crown jewel of the ACC. Like I make fun of FSU and Clemson for wanting to sue the conference, but then like I can't defend the conference. I can't defend the conference with how they behave and what they have out here. And by the way, Stop giving me your stupid replay booth. I don't want to hear from those idiots, okay? Because all I hear is a meeting.
So, we're all on the same page with that? Okay.
Happens if somebody says, no? Like, has that guy really taken any input from anybody?
Nobody ever says no.
Shut up, Ralph.
I don't concur.
And then, like, they have to lie to us on TV, right? Like, Louis Riddick and Babashu, you're not going to get a better look than that. How's that for transparency? I'm great. Transparent idiots. I'm great. I'm so glad I get to hear from all of them.
By the way, Lewis Riddick.
Ooh, oh, did he turn?
Did he have some Michael Jackson shoes, baby?
He,
dun, dun,
wow.
Dun, 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 dun,
what happened?
Moonwalking. He was back on the Canes wagon.
You know what?
Riddick,
you know what? I felt the nostalgia of being back in Pittsburgh. I guess he wanted to wear his cleats and play cornerback because the way he was backpedaling all
he
that.
He was like, if there's a better player in the country than Malachi Toney, I'd like to see it. How do you not want these guys in the playoffs? I was like, wait a minute, dude. Weren't you like, oh, this wasn't an impressive win enough last week? You were like, Mr. I don't know. You put yourself in this position. Nope. Whatever happened, I don't know if he got the orange and green gift basket.
Must have.
I don't know if Mario Cristobal gave him the old by the way, was that a real quote? Because I was at my son's jiu-jitsu class.
Which one?
Was it a real quote that they put up in the – because I can't trust the internet anymore. Did he actually have the quote on bad weather? There's no such thing as bad weather, just soft people?
Yes, yes.
That's a great quote.
No, listen.
That's a great quote.
Let me tell you this. Mario this weekend, his talk game was great.
Yep.
Phenomenal.
Yep.
He
head to head.
He boasted what he needed to boast. He made a great point on why his team should be in the college football playoffs, and he made the best point. When does it head-to-head has to matter?
Can I just say this? You can do all the complaining you want. You have a legitimate gripe. You've won your games. Okay? That was my biggest thing.
Mm-hmm.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
But here's the problem. You can't make this about Notre Dame. And here's why. Because they'll move both of y'all out.
Yeah, I mean.
You see what I'm saying? And you got so caught up on not whether you are one of the top 12 teams, but that you're better than Notre Dame.
They've been playing really good football for a month straight.
A month. They've been playing really good football.
They started off playing. They had a couple of stinkers, which were really close. Their quarterback had an all-time awful game. They lost an overtime game. You know, I just think that, and I think if you really like look at how the team is playing, the talent, they got everybody back. This defense is humming right now, dude. Mm-hmm. Humming. Those two passers, Mezidor and Bain, are so scary.
I have a hard time looking at anybody in the country and having two guys that are like that. The last time I saw two guys like that was Mason Graham and Kenneth Grant, and they won a national championship. So I would say, like, if you can get after the quarterback like that, and then let's not forget, those inside guys have come along.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, my God. Bryce Fitzgerald, what a game he had, too.
Yeah.
What a mon. I mean, just.
So.
Heatherman has done such. What you want to talk about who I'm scared of getting put. That guy, what he did in one season, I mean, he was very impressive.
But they got healthy, too.
I understand they got healthy, but I'm just saying what he did this year with that unit was a sieve last year.
Right.
You know? It's been very impressive. We got to take a break. Back with more after this.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.